Welcome to the Sweet Run Podcast, your source for all things running and travel in super fun destinations around the world. We're your hosts, Gerald Mitchell
and Natalie Mitchell. Welcome to episode 60 of the Sweet Run Podcast. And this week, we are so happy to welcome Jackie Pack to the show. Jackie is a 16-time marathoner and the definition of an extreme world traveler. In fact, a couple of years ago, she and her husband, Josh, took their four kids out of their normal life to travel the entire world for a year. They have been to over 50 countries, and it was so neat to talk to Jackie about this amazing adventure that they went on, what it was like academically for their kids, the countries that they got to see, what stood out, and of course, what it was like running in all these different countries around the world. And then in the second half of the conversation, we talk about Jackie's new hometown of Dallas, Texas. She recently moved from LA to Dallas, so we get to talk about what it's like living in Dallas, the best places to run, what to see, what to do, where to dine out, and so much more in Dallas. We hope you guys love this conversation, and we're happy to share it with you, so here we go. Boom! Just like that, the holiday season is officially here. We wanted to take a moment to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Inside Tracker. All right, you guys know we love Inside Tracker, and you know what I'm going to say. We love Inside Tracker because it answers the question, what is going on inside your body? And this holiday season is the perfect time to find out the answer to that question. Whether it's for yourself or a friend or family member, you can give them the gift of good health. Through Inside Tracker's science-backed, trackable action plan, quick and easy, get a blood draw, and they do the rest. They give you a comprehensive plan, and you can find out everything you need to know to kick off the best 2022 and the best year of your life. So, of course, we have a code for you. Of course, use the code SWEETRUN to take 25% off of everything they have to offer in their store. It's the perfect gift. So take advantage this holiday season, and a big thanks to our sponsor, Inside Tracker. And now, friends, please enjoy our fun conversation with 16-time marathoner and world traveler, Jackie Pack.
Well, Jackie Pack, welcome to the Sweet Run Podcast. We are glad to have this conversation with you.
We're so happy to have you.
Happy to have this talk and talk about running. It's really fun.
Yeah, we were just, before we hit the official record button, we were talking, for everybody listening, we were talking because Jackie is training for a half marathon in Dallas in a couple of weeks. Is it on December 10th?
December 12th.
The 12th. Okay, that's coming up.
I know.
I don't know how that happened, but the end of the year somehow is here.
It's here. How are you feeling?
Well, I have a little cold right now and allergies, but I'm feeling okay otherwise. Still out there, still running, and just I'm new to Dallas, so I'm new to the weather patterns in Dallas, which involve a lot more allergies. So I've been getting used to
yes.
that. But it's great.
I know. I was just thinking, I was like, man, we miss you guys. So we know Jackie and her family because we all went to school together. Our kids went to school together and then they moved and we miss you guys. But now you get a new city to explore.
Yes. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm loving that. I'm just being like a little tourist in my own town now. So it's fun. But I do miss all of you.
This will be awesome then, because you're getting all the new, everything's new to you, mm-hmm. and it'll be great for the listeners to get like firsthand experience from a new person's eyes to Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting. And there's a lot of new people to Dallas right now. There's a lot of people moving here. So it's fun. It's a lot. There's a great energy. So it's a lot of fun right now.
That's awesome, Jackie. So how many marathons have you done total at this point?
I think it's 16 or 17. I don't count the New York one. So because I was there when they canceled Hurricane Sandy. But a bunch of us went to the Central Park and ran it anyways, which was crazy. So you do the loop 4.5 times. And it was great. It started out with just a few people. And then it was like thousands of people, and they had their national flags, and everybody was running around it. And I was like, I was so glad I still went out and ran it. But then you get to the end, and you're like, oh, there's no. You're kind of mad.
I know.
Like, I feel like, you're like, why did I do that?
I did all that work and like, there's nothing at the end.
So at that point,
there's nothing at the end. My husband's like, okay, you want to go eat? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
We at least have to have a good meal after all of that.
No, that's right. I earned the meal.
Yeah, at least it was New York. So there's plenty of, you know, to choose from, you know?
I know.
Right. And it was great. And then I went out the next year and did New York the next year. So, and it was unbelievable. So it was a great experience. But, yeah. So that was kind of early on. That was probably 2013 around that time.
So now 16 marathons. That's a lot of marathons. Jackie, do you have a favorite race?
My favorite is the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C. And I think it's because it's just such a great time of year to be in Washington, D.C. It's in the fall. The leaves are turning. The weather's crisp and cool. And you have all the military bands out there playing. It's just it's a great race.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that one. That is my favorite. I've done that one twice.
You know, I've talked to quite a few runners who love that race. And they say that they've like, they almost start crying at one point because it's so moving just to see, you know, all the fallen soldiers and kind of like what that race represents. So I haven't done it yet, right. But
it's a great race and it's just a great course. You know, it's not too challenging, but it's challenging enough. It's just, you're in Washington, D.C. and it's just so much energy there. So it's a great one to do.
Mm.
Yeah. I think I love Berlin. I think Berlin was a great course. I've done so many. They're just all so incredible. There's ones I haven't loved, but I won't say.
And now for you at this stage with, you know, full on family in all these different phases of life, what does running mean to you as a wife, as a mom, as a individual, you know, just Jackie?
Running for me is just like who I am. Like, I just can't imagine not being able to run. It's like brushing my teeth. Like I wake up in the morning, I put on my exercise clothes, you know, I drop the kids off at school and I find a run. It's just such a great release mentally, physically. When you're actually doing a real race, like when you're racing, that energy with the crowd, that's incredible too. It's a completely different thing than a solo run. I travel a lot. I think it's the best way to learn about a new town. So when you travel, like you can get out there before everybody else. And then I go back to my husband and kids and I'm like, here, let me show you around. I know where everybody is. Something I've always done. I started running when I was in high school, but not like officially. I wasn't on the track team. I was a cheerleader. But then I would go in after school and I would just go and run up mountains and make up little runs for myself. And then I had a teacher tell me that someday you should go do half marathons or 10K. I did thank her a few years ago. Like, I was like, thank you for that advice because it was great advice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
And then I've raised a lot of money now, quite, you know, with the runs. So that's also a nice thing too, is that I've run for the American Cancer Society, run for melanoma. So it's nice to be able to raise money for all these charities and to be with other people that are raising money for charities. I think when COVID hit, that was one of the things I was really sad about. Like, was all these charities were receiving so much money from these marathons, and we had to take that break.
Mm.
That was tough.
Yeah,
that is a good point about the residual effect that you know, other business. You always think about restaurants and retail, but yeah, charity events, you know, definitely took a hit.
Charity events, really, yeah, in a lot of ways, from being a big event. A party or a race.
Yeah.
Well, the charities lost out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the great thing that is, you know, I think, I hope we're coming out of COVID now. I feel like I say that and then some, you know, headline will come out and I'm like, there's a new strain, there's a new variant. But I think for the most part, hopefully we're out of the bad phase. And so it's going to be great to, like, you know, the races are coming back and people can start, you know, running more and raising money and doing the things that they love to do with racing. So that's going to be good.
Yeah, the community spirit when you're racing, it's such a great feeling. I did the Austin Marathon last April, and it was the first one back since COVID had shut everything down. It was the first one I did. And I was like, I was like almost crying when I first started, just because you're like, you're just with everyone, and you're, everyone was like so happy. It was like we were just like this, we're out here doing it, and it was just a great feeling.
Yeah. So now you're doing the Dallas Half Marathon in a couple weeks, and then do you have, now are you the kind of runner that has like your race schedule planned out for the next year, or do you kind of go as you feel, or what do you do?
Before, I usually had my race schedule for the next year. So like I had the ones I wanted to do and accomplish. Up until COVID, I was trying to get my Abbott medal. And so I was doing the Abbott races. I had done London and then Berlin, and then I was on to Tokyo, which was going to be my final Abbott, but then Tokyo was canceled. So I'm one race shy. They better not add one more. Like, don't you add any more Abbotts. No.
Yeah, no, that'll be cool.
So that was, yeah, so that was like my goal. So I was, every race, I was doing a lot of the Abbott races. But right now, I just added Big Sur. So I just signed up for Big Sur. And I'll be doing that one for the American Cancer Society. And that's in April. So I just figure with Tokyo being pushed off and the international being pushed off, I just need to get out there and start doing it again. Because when you do it again, it's just a rush. It's what I love doing.
Yeah, and Big Sur will be not only a challenge, but also one of the more beautiful races that, you know, I always hear great things about.
Yes, I've heard so many great things about it. And it's fun to make it a little vacation, so...
That is, I'm picturing, because I have not done the Big Sur Marathon yet. We always talk about it, though. But you're right. I mean, like, you can go and have, like, a full-on, beautiful, long weekend and make a, you know, a vacation out of it. I mean, that race is gorgeous, I've heard. It's very hilly, though, so you just go for the experience.
Right. It's very challenging.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was surprised. When I did Austin back in April, and I just did the half marathon, I didn't realize, because Austin has a lot of hills too. Like that was a challenge.
Yeah.
At the end, I'm like, I'm not ready for this at the end, but it's definitely one of the hillier ones. And then Big Sur is just everyone, that challenges everyone, the best runners.
Oh, for sure. And I've said this before, but like, I've found like all the people that we've talked to, like, we talk about places that I think, oh, that city is not very hilly. And then it's like, oh, no. Like, I mean, I wouldn't imagine Austin being that hilly, but I guess it is.
I didn't either. I thought, oh, wow, there's a half marathon. I'll just go run it. And it's like going straight up. I'm like, and then you go down and then you do it again.
Wow.
Like, oh, I didn't expect all of that.
Yeah. I'm thinking Texas pancake flat, right? But guess not.
Exactly. And for the most part, Dallas is pretty flat, but Austin's another beast.
Okay. A whole other.
Definitely.
Well, you know, one of the things, Jackie, that I love about you and that I can't wait, or we can't wait to share with everyone about you and your family, is the amazing, extensive travel. I mean, I'm like been chomping at the bit to talk about this. So I just want to tell everyone that, you know, if you're not following the Pack It Up family, you have to follow them on Instagram. And Jackie, tell us, how many countries have you guys traveled to?
Oh, my kid's probably almost 50 now. I think my husband and I have a few more under our belt, but kids are about 50. They did 43 in 1 year.
Oh, my God.
And since then, we've been adding on. So we love to add on a new one. We're like, ooh. It's a new one.
Nice.
A new flag.
Yeah, that's right. Because you took like an extended just time away to go just travel and hit obviously a lot of countries.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And we're so glad we did it now, especially when COVID hit. Like that we took that time. Our oldest was in seventh grade. And we just looked at each other and we're like, you know, we've always talked about having an adventure like this. But if we don't do it now, we can't do it with our kids.
Yeah.
And he was in seventh grade before high school, so we decided to do it. And we talked to the school, and they were great and supportive. And we brought a teacher with us and did homeschool before it was fashionable for all of us. And I was ready to put them back in school when they put them back out of school. but it was, we feel really blessed that we were able to have an adventure like that, especially because there's places now that I don't know how long it's going to be until my kids can go back and some of the places they've been and like the people they've met, and just to be able to see the world in a different way, because they've been in all sorts of countries and all sorts of places and met so many different people. So I'm really glad we did it when we did it.
Yeah, that's huge.
Just because now we're so crazy. I mean, we're trying to plan our Christmas trip right now, and we were supposed to go to Africa. So those are the things where you're like, oh.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I know, you know, for everyone listening, I mean, like, let's talk about the magnitude of this. I mean, 50 countries as young children and being able to see the world and, you know, learn about different cultures and languages and foods and smells and sights and all of that. So I have a couple of questions. One, was it difficult to, like, navigate, you know, the whole process of packing up your family and being gone for, were you gone for a year?
We were gone for a year. My husband came back a few times for work, but I was gone for the year.
Okay.
With the kids. Yeah, it was, we just kind of dove in very suddenly, because I've heard about other people, they take a long time planning these trips, and we really didn't take that long planning it. My husband pulled up an Excel sheet. We read a few other traveling blogs, and then we just kind of decided where we wanted to go, and we lined everything up, and we booked a few things that we were going to knew that were going to be a little bit more difficult to book. Then we also, sometimes we just changed things. So if we got somewhere and it really wasn't working for us, we knew we had our code calling an audible around here. And so we did that. So there was a couple of times we did that, but overall, everything went really well, which even now when we travel, things don't go as smoothly as they seem to go during that year. So, like, I don't know. Everything was working for us on that trip. We only lost one suitcase.
Bravo. Yeah. Only one suitcase in a year with family and kids and everything.
That's incredible. Yeah. That is incredible. I think about, like, planning something like that. Now, when you guys sat down and Josh did the Excel spreadsheet and all of that, did you have an idea in your mind, like, we want to start, you know, what part of the country, you know, of the world did you want to start, and like what direction you wanted to go? Like, how did that all work out or work?
We had originally planned to go to a concert in Canada. So that summer. So then we were like, well, we'll go to the concert in Canada and then we'll take off towards Europe. And then we wanted to stay somewhat in the same time zone for a long time. So we wanted to be bouncing between time zones. So we stayed roughly in the same time zone. We went to Europe, and then we went to Africa, and then we went to Australia, and then we went to Asia. Then there was like little things here and there. We had a family wedding come up while we were in Europe. So we adjusted the schedule so we could go to the family wedding in Europe. And then the Oktoberfest was near that family wedding. So then we were like, of course we want to go to Oktoberfest. And so the Excel spreadsheet changed, and then we kept adding categories like educational event or world celebration or family. So we started, or public or some kind of service. So we changed according, the Excel boxes got bigger and bigger, and that would kind of determine what was being thrown in to each place.
Yeah.
Like we did a project, we taught English in Poland. So that like was one of the things where we're like, we went across Europe and then like we were in Poland at that date. So there were certain bookends we had here and there. And we had a train in India that stopped running in April. So we had to be there by April. So like, then we would have changed where we were going. Like, oh, then we're going to Israel. So just where we were nearby. At the beginning, we were a little bit more strict about like, and then we got a little bit
kind of like with kids, the first one you're like ultra protective and all, yeah. And then after the second, third one, you just like, yeah, okay, yeah. They're alive. We're
yeah,
rolling.
Fine. Exactly, you'll be fine.
Why aren't we going there? Oh, let's go there. Yeah.
Now, was it hard for the kids to focus on school, or how did you navigate? Like, this is time just for schoolwork, and then we're going to go have fun in this country.
There were some places that were easier to just sit down and do an extended period of schoolwork. So when we were in Australia, we were in Australia for a month, and my husband has family in Australia. So we rented a house, and we were in the house. So like the kids had been in Australia before. So it wasn't like you don't feel the pressure of like, oh, we need to go out and do something fun every day. Like they could do extended school in the the circumstances. And then because I'm a runner, there were kids could do school when I was out. I would go out running, and then my husband would do work, and then the kids would do school. So like it worked out that we all had our own things that we wanted to get done every day. But then there was places where it was difficult. Like you had activities and you wouldn't have Wi-Fi. You know, like when we were in Africa, we were on safari, we didn't have the Wi-Fi and they didn't do as much school. So then like for a few days, they wouldn't do as much school. Yeah. And then they'd have to catch up somewhere else.
So now when you were in Africa on safari, did you go for a run? And what was the safety aspect of that?
I learned the safety aspect of that. The first time I tried it, we were at a tented camp, governor's camp in Kenya. And they told us, like, you know, you can't leave the camp. But I didn't know that, like, it wasn't wise for me just to go running around the camp. And so I was running around the camp, like just in the driveways and like around the tents. And I kind of had to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then one of the guards just came to me. He's like, "No." He's like, "Stop, stop." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "The crocodile." And the crocodile was like coming up. And then he was like, "Come, come." And then he was like, got me to move. And then like I walked back to my tent and there's a giant elephants were coming right along. And he was like, "You gotta go, you gotta go." Like, I didn't realize that the elephants and the animals would come like right up to the tents. And here I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'll just run back and forth in front of the tents and I'll be safe." And that day I was like, wow, that was kind of stupid.
Oh man, that sounds like something I would do too.
No, okay, absolutely.
Yeah, like you just think, oh, like, well, I'll just stay on this driveway and I'll be safe.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was when I learned.
Oh my gosh. Now we've talked to people about, you know, coyotes, mountain lions, even bears. But this is a first for the Sweet Run podcast that you had to worry about crocodiles and bears. But
no, elephants.
Oh, sorry. Crocodiles and elephants. Sorry.
I was actually thinking, I was scared for you, Jackie, in that moment. Like, thinking back, like, I would be more afraid of, like, tigers, jaguars, lions. I mean, was that an issue at all?
Those animals, they didn't go near the camp as much. We did have quite a few hippos. And the hippos can be really ferocious. So, like, I don't know why I was just thinking that they wouldn't come, because they're wild animals. I don't know why they would respect that it's a driveway. And I don't know why I was thinking that way. Like, oh, it's a driveway. Like, we all drive on it. I'll just stay on it and I'll be safe. And, yeah, I learned my lesson on that one. The next camp we went to on a safari. We were in tented camps. But they had a lodge, so they would drive me to the treadmill.
Oh, I was going to say. I know, it's kind of like a bummer. Like, you kind of think, I mean, thank goodness for treadmills. But then you're like, man, I'm in Africa right now. Like, I want to be running through all this, like, beautiful wild land. But no.
You know, and it's so beautiful. Like, it's so gorgeous. And you're just like, oh, I just want to run.
You're like, no.
The animals don't.
No, we want you to come back in one piece.
Yes.
So now, out of all the countries that you guys went to in that year, what was your absolute favorite country to run in?
New Zealand.
Okay.
I loved running in New Zealand. Queenstown was just phenomenal. I actually trained. I went back a couple years later after our trip, and I trained for Tokyo there. I did a lot of my training for Tokyo there, just because it's just, you can go forever, and it's beautiful, and it's just, it's a great run. Mm. And then I also loved Kyoto.
Okay.
Along the river in Kyoto, that's a great run. Mm. It was just, it's beautiful, and I love runs where, like, you can just go, where you go and you're, like, not going to get hit by a car, or you're, like, you don't run into a bunch of tourists. Mm-hmm. Don't get knocked off a sidewalk.
Well, I was going to say, by far, you are the most well-traveled guest that we have had on the show. Like, you are the epitome of the Sweet Run runner.
Yeah, you're it. all the way down to thinking you can run in a driveway, you know, in some far-off land out in the wilderness, you know. Because we've... That's... That's part of the reason why this podcast exists, because we've had not quite that experience, but we've had some experiences like that where I'm like, we probably should have thought this out a little better before we just took off. But
there was a farmhouse in Poland, and I decided I was just going to go run out on the road. And then you realize it's very dark out on that road, and you're like, what am I doing, like, in the middle of this farmland in Poland by myself? Like, so then, yeah, it became another driveway run. Like, I went and ran around the driveway over and over and over again because I realized that probably wasn't the best move.
But you have the memories. And while
I do.
A little weird at the time, a little odd, but maybe a little scary at the time, you go, that's a story you can tell for the rest of your life, which is, part of the adventure.
And it is. It's fun. And it's fun when you find the great run. That's one of the things about traveling, is that sometimes you'll leave your hotel and you'll be there for 3 days, and you'll leave your hotel and you go right. And then you like run, and then there's like cars everywhere and there's tourists, and then you kind of don't go anywhere. And then you're like, oh, and you go back to the hotel and you're like, okay, that wasn't great. And like, it's always that last day, the day before you're leaving, and you go left and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the most glorious run in the world. And there's a river and there's a beautiful, everything's gorgeous in a field, and you're running and running and running. And then you're like, oh, I have to get back to my family right now. And you're like, and we're leaving tomorrow. Like, you discover these gorgeous runs, and it's so exciting when you discover the right one.
Yes.
Sometimes it doesn't happen. You just kind of have to go with it.
You know what? And I feel like I could literally have a whole separate conversation with you about your adventures. I know we definitely want to talk about Dallas, but really quickly, I want to say, Jackie, you have to write a book. You guys as a family need to write a book, honestly, and like share it with the world, because it truly is, I mean, I don't even have the right adjective to describe.
Trip of a lifetime.
But it's a trip of a lifetime, experience of a lifetime. Yeah. So you got to share it.
It was a trip of a lifetime. And we feel very blessed that we did it. We're so glad, especially before COVID changed travel and the way we look at travel. And it was a great experience, and I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, well, let's talk about, should we dive into Dallas?
Let's dive into Dallas. I want to know about the great run outside of my hotel in Dallas.
I know.
Or wherever it is you're going to tell us.
Well, we're definitely coming to Dallas. We're coming to see you guys. Where are you going to take us on a run?
Definitely the Katy Trail. Katy Trail's where I run. It's like its own little community in itself. People walk there, they run there, they bike there. There's a lot of dogs out there. But it's 3.5 miles. You can run it back and forth, and it's just beautiful. Like, it's beautiful. It used to be the railroad, and it's just clean. It's, you know, it's safe. It's just a great trail. And where I run is near my house. So I live in Highland Park, in the Highland Park University Park area. So I love running the neighborhoods. So my house is 2 miles to the Katy Trail. And then I can run the Katy Trail back and forth and then come home. And that's like, if you want to do a 10-mile, like, you can get a lot. And then we also have the lakeside area that's on the way to the Katy Trail. And that's just beautiful. It's a beautiful park. Mm. You go there, you just stop, and you're taking pictures. And you're taking pictures of ducks. And it's just gorgeous. Gorgeous homes. And it's a beautiful run. That's my favorite run. And then when you run the Katy Trail, there's the Katy Icebox, which is a restaurant on the Katy Trail. And so I love to run the Katy Trail, especially on a Saturday morning. I'll run the Katy Trail, and then my family will meet me at the Katy Icebox, which is this like outdoor picnic tables, barbecue, beer, margarita, just like people bring their dog, you know, like you just sit there and watch people on the Katy Trail run by. And it's so fun. It's just like, it's so fun. And it's packed, though. I'm warning you right now. It will be packed by 12:30 on a Saturday. I send my family out early, and they get my table at 11, and I come running up all sweaty, and we eat barbecue. It's great.
That sounds
nice. That's where I take you if you come to town.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
That's where I take everyone. They're like, that's where she takes everyone.
That sounds like a perfect weekend, a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's real fun. They have football games on, and people watch football games, and people come in, and they're all dressed in their running clothes and their biking clothes. It's just very casual. It's great.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Well, what other, that sounds amazing. Do you have any other places to dine out that you have discovered that you love in Dallas?
Another good one for like a run, like a morning run, and then like a brunch is the Smoky Rose restaurant, and it's right by White Rock Lake. So White Rock Lake is where a lot of marathoners train there, a lot of long distance runners. My daughter did cross country there because that's about 9.5 miles around. So people go out to the lake and they do that, and then they go to the Smoky Rose, which is also a really fun, like, outdoor restaurant, barbecue, just really, really fun atmosphere. So that's a great one.
Love it.
Yeah, the restaurants here in Dallas, that's one thing. We eat out a lot in Dallas.
Everything is really big fun. In Texas.
Yes.
It is, and it's like it's so fun, and people in Dallas love to go out. So if you ever go to Dallas, make your reservations because things fill up really quick. People love to eat out, and they're just so happy and having fun. So, I love Beverly's. They have a great brunch. Brunch is very big in Dallas.
Okay. Ooh, I love brunch.
Brunch is big, especially on Sundays. Everyone goes to church, and everyone goes to brunch. Like, okay. That's a big one. So we go to Beverly's, they have a great brunch, they have a great dinner. The Charles is great. Mexican food at Jose's, which is like more of a healthier Mexican food, like very light, really great Mexican food. But then there's like Javier's, which is like not so healthy of Mexican food, but super good. Like a Mexican steakhouse, it's so good. Oh, wow. And it's right off the Katy Trail, so.
So we can basically live on this Katy Trail for a few days and even run our way around Dallas.
Yes. Yes. And there's other great trails. I've only been here since, I haven't been here a year yet. There's other great trails also that I just haven't even got to go to yet. The Trinity Trail, North Haven's supposed to be great. There's a lot of good running here.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Jackie, I have to ask you this. Now, you have lived in L.A. for so long. So which is better, the Mexican food in L.A. or the Mexican food in Dallas?
It's so different. Like, it's different. Like, it's a totally different Mexican food. Like, honestly, to this day, because I'm originally from San Diego, I haven't had a carne asada burrito as good as the ones in San Diego. So that's where I'm partial to my Albertos in San Diego. So it's different here. Like, I feel like I'm getting different styles of Mexican, like more Mexico City based. And then there's the Tex-Mex, and then there's like the healthier ones. And then there's just pure tacos. Like, that's all they have is tacos. So I don't know. I don't know. Dallas might lead, but okay. LA wins on sushi so far.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I
think
I
hope
that.
So. I think I want, we're right on the ocean, so.
I want my
seafood. We've had some of the best seafood that we've had. We've started eating more seafood since we moved to Dallas. Not sushi, but just regular, like, clam chowder and shrimp and just salmon. I don't know what it is. Like, we're like, we're not near the ocean.
Yeah.
You're just missing the ocean.
Yeah. Cafe Pacific is a great fish restaurant here. TJ's, Yo-Yo Lobster. Like, we have all these great fish places here.
Nice. How about the night out? You and Josh, your night out. If we came to Dallas, where would you send us for, a little celebration?
We love Georgie's. It's a Curtis Stone restaurant, one of the Curtis Stone restaurants, and it's like a steak restaurant, but it's just yummy. And then it just plays really good music, so it like has like a good vibe to it, and it's like really cool decor. Like, it's like being in New York or a really cool place in LA. So we like that. We take a lot of people there too. And then we like Drake's, which is like a speakeasy. So it looks like a speakeasy. It's actually decorated with murals of like LA life, like old Hollywood. And it has great pizzas and steaks and martinis. So that's a great night out.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Love it.
Okay, I know when we come to Dallas, we are calling you. You guys are going to show us around because I know you guys know. You guys know how to do it.
We like to do it.
Hey, you only live once,
that's
right?
It.
You got to do it.
Go for it.
Okay, so Jackie, where would people stay, or where would we stay when we come to Dallas? Like great little hotels, or what would you recommend?
You know, Dallas has everything for everyone. That's what I really like about Dallas, is that it has like every major chain that you can think of. So if you have your reward points, you can find your hotel, because they have everything. So it's such a great town for travelers, and the airport's so great. My favorite hotel is the Mansion at Turtle Creek. It's a Rosewood hotel, and it's, again, the Katy Trails very close, and the Highland Park neighborhood's very close, and then you're also close to Uptown. So it's like a really good location, and it's just been remodeled. It was remodeled about a year ago, so it's beautiful, and the restaurant's beautiful. I really love that. I've put a few guests there already. It's great. Mm-hmm. I love the Ritz in Uptown. We lived there when we first moved to town before our house was ready. And they have a great restaurant, Fearings, and a great bar. It's a great bar. wonderful service. Like, just lovely people. And that's also, you can run to the Katy Trail. You can run to the other, there's a few other places you can run. It's a great place. Yeah, there's so many hotels, though. But those are the two favorites.
Okay. Well, the Rosewood always knows how to do it. I mean, they have beautiful properties, so I feel like you can never go wrong at a Rosewood property.
Yeah, and then there's the Thompson Hotel, which has some great restaurants in it, and is more like a party vibe, and the Jewel. There's a W that has definitely more of a party vibe. So it's like really what you're looking for, because they're all different, and they have so many.
Well, what about running stores? I know you have to get some gear, or people might want to buy, you know, they forgot something. Where would you send them?
I have no idea. I do know that it's easier. It's been very easy here because there's a lot of the big box stores. So I haven't been to like a specialty running store, but in my whole time in LA, I never went to the specialty running store either. So I was purchasing online or at like, you know, the expos.
So
I never really did. I know there's a New Balance down the street from me, but it's, there's just a lot of sporting goods stores that you can just pull up, and everybody's super friendly and helpful. And it's nice.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, we like to ask our guests about races or their favorite races. I know you're doing the Dallas Half Marathon. Have you done any other in the area, any races?
No, I did the Katy Trail 5K.
Oh, okay.
It was so fun. I would recommend anyone do that one just for the party after, because it was so much fun. It supports the Katy Trail. It raises money to maintain the trail. Josh did it, my husband, who isn't a runner at all. It's great. And it's at night because it's I think it was late August, early September. So it gets hot here. Mm-hmm. So it started at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night when it got dark. And you do the quick 5K, and it's really fun. And they had a big party after. It was a great party.
Ah, that's cool. Fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And the Katy Trail does a lot of races. I need to get more involved and start finding other races, because there is such a great running community here.
Well, you have plenty of time. Unfortunately, I wish you guys were coming back, but I think you're going to be there for a long time.
I think we might.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I hear you. Now, one of the things, too, is if you were to send somebody comes to visit Dallas, what's the one thing you need to go see before you leave? Like, don't leave Dallas without doing or seeing.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
There's so much. Okay.
I don't know. For me, it's the Katy Trail.
Okay.
I was going to say that.
I feel like the Katy Ice House.
Well, that sounds perfect to me.
That's totally fine. It could be nature.
And there are some things that I know that people do here, but I just haven't got around to doing them. Like, I know that a lot of people go out to Fort Worth, and that's supposed to be really fun. There's a lot of fun things out there. I just haven't got around to doing all those kind of fun things yet either.
Well, it's hard when you, move states, and you're trying to get the kids settled in a new home, and, all the things. Who has time for, you will find the time at some point, but.
Well, you've got the essentials down, though. You know where to run, you know where to eat, you know where to have fun, so.
Yeah. The essentials. Yeah, and I've been to a Dallas game, and I've been to a Mavericks game, so I'm getting the sports stadiums down.
Okay.
I've been to a Rangers game.
That's really fun. I know. I feel like we need to like do more of that here in LA. Like, yeah. I feel like we kind of like the same with you. Like, it's like you do your thing, you get into your routine, you make sure you do your run. And then it's like, oh, we haven't been to like a Laker game or a Dodgers game in a while and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I know. I can't believe I moved out of LA and I never had a Pink's hot dog. Like, I always wanted to try the Pink's hot dogs and I never tried one.
You gotta come back and have one.
You gotta come back for the Pink's
hot dog. I know there's so many things that I haven't done in LA. So, like, yeah, I'm just not a very good tourist in my own town, I guess.
It's like it takes you to leave and then you're like, oh, yeah. And then now when you come back to visit, you'll go get a Pink's hot dog.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, the first thing I go do, or get a Philip's French dip, or all the things I haven't done.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Okay, Jackie. Now, I have no idea how you're going to answer this question. I'm laughing.
Do seasons first.
No, no, no. I want to do this.
Okay.
If you could run anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? And do you see why I'm laughing?
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, I know. Queenstown. It would be Queenstown.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's incredible running. Safe and beautiful.
You know, New Zealand has been on my list, and now I'm sold. You got me sold now. I really have to get to New Zealand.
Yeah.
It sounds incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
And now, it sounds like you've had at least all four seasons once, or most of all four seasons. So which is your favorite in Dallas?
Spring is beautiful. Mm. I really enjoyed the spring.
Okay.
And I'm a California native, so like I lived in New York for a little while, but I never really got spring. It's amazing because, like, we just kind of go from the same thing. But, like, all of a sudden, the trees have nothing on them. And then, like, a few days later, they're, like, they're green and they're, like, giant. And you're, like, my kids think I'm so weird because I'm driving to school and I'm, like, how do they do that? I go, it's just like, that's why they call it spring, guys, right? Because it springs forward. And I'm like, and it just, all the leaves just sprung out. And the kids are like, okay, Mom, okay. Like, Mom, you're really in the spring. Like,
no, that's the bet. No, spring is beautiful. And that is, you're so right. In LA, we don't really get like a true spring, like with the beautiful pink little buds, and like 1 minute it's like
also you see a little bud on a tree, and then that tree the next week is bright green and full, and you're like, how did it do that in a week? Like, it's just an amazing thing to see. And then right this week we had the fall, like we really have fall this week.
Okay,
the leaves are everywhere.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because we're coming up on December, so I wonder how much of a winter do you guys get down there?
It depends. Last winter was the crazy winter, so we had the snowstorm last winter. So, but that hasn't really happened in about 30 years. Okay. So we'll see. Like, hopefully that won't happen again. But it gets cold, and that is what's fun. I do like that about Dallas. I love that I can wear like my coats and rain boots and then like a sundress, and sometimes all on the same day. All of them.
No, no, I agree with you because, you know, it's funny. I went out today and I put a sweater on, like a really pretty, like sparkly sweater. And then I went outside and I'm like, oh, it's hot. You know?
Yeah. You're like, oh, it's hot.
I'm like, oh, I just want to wear a sweater. That's one of the things.
In California, we're always waiting. We're always waiting for that, like that moment for that sweater. And then it'll be Thanksgiving Day and you're all bundled and you're like, oh,
It's 80 degrees right now. Yeah, I don't need this.
Depending on the Thanksgiving, boy, it can be a scorcher, relatively speaking. So,
I just wanted to say that, you know, I love that we know each other, you know, and that we've been able to know each other through school and then just from our mutual love of running. And you know what I'm going to say? My favorite memory of you and I together was when you guys invited me to come to the Boston Marathon with you guys. It was a last minute trip. And I'm like, babe, I'm going to Boston. I'm not running, but I'm going. And you guys listening, Jackie and I seriously have never talked so much in my life. Like, we literally talked running, travel. I don't remember. We talked about everything for like 5 hours. That was the best time.
We did the whole flight. Like, we talked the whole flight.
And drank mimosas.
That was really fun. Yeah, we talked the whole flight.
That's awesome.
That was really fun.
And never ending mimosas as well, Jackie, remember?
Yes, that's right. I was the one that had to run the marathon.
Oh, gosh.
I know. And that was like the 2018 crazy like
storm
that you ran. And I can't believe you did that. This has been so much fun. I don't want it to end. But Jackie, thank you so much for coming on the show and taking the time to chat with us. You guys, we are so excited to, you know, to have Jackie here. And she is just a world traveler times 1,000. So Jackie, where can everybody find you and your family and all their your adventures?
We are on Instagram, and it's at packitup-family. So that's where we are. We had a blog for a while. We haven't done that. And we're not as active on Pack It Up Family as we used to be, just with COVID. But we are still, we have some good trips coming up. So yeah, just check us out. We're on there.
Okay. What trip do you have coming up that you're really looking forward to in the new year?
Well, my birthday's this week, so I was supposed to be going to Europe for my birthday. But, you know, everything's in flux right now with the new variants and things. So I'm like, I don't know. Walk out of this room in a few minutes and see if I'm actually going. and then we were supposed to go to Africa. We were going to South Africa and Zimbabwe and then Dubai for the Christmas and the New Year. But now, again, that's all in flux, so... It will be an adventure to see where I end up. I don't even know yet.
It will be an adventure.
Yeah, traveling across town seems like an adventure these days. I mean, it's just so crazy.
It really is. Like, you just don't know. You just kind of just have to roll with it. And just, you know, life is good. Trips are going to get canceled. We'll roll with it. As long as we're all healthy, we're good.
Yeah, and keep running, right?
Well, anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everybody follow Jackie and her family at Pack It Up Family on Instagram, and they're still traveling the world. Jackie, good luck with all of your races and running and travel coming up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Jackie Pack, thank you so much for joining us on the show. While you may be a new resident to Dallas, you definitely have your priorities straight as a new runner in the city. You've uncovered so many great gems already I'm sure our listeners will enjoy. Your world family adventure was such an amazing story. Not only was it the trip of a lifetime, but the gift of a lifetime as well. Keep scouting out the best in every city you visit, 1 mile at a time. Everyone, follow Jackie and her family's adventures at packitup_family on Instagram. Come follow us at Sweet Run, Nat Runs Far, and on sweetrun.com.
A big thanks again to our sponsor, Inside Tracker. We're excited to celebrate the month of December and the holiday season, so use the code SWEETRUN to take 25% off of everything they have to offer. Use it for yourself or an awesome gift. A big thanks to our friends at Inside Tracker. Are you guys enjoying the Sweet Run podcast? We would love it if you would take a moment to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or any platform that you listen to our show on. It would help us to get our content out to new listeners and help to grow our show. So this holiday season, go ahead and push the button, leave us a rating and review. We would so appreciate it, and we appreciate you guys. So have an awesome December. Join us next week for another great conversation with an awesome runner living in a great location. We'll see you then.
We will see you then.